This is the Love Your Mom Life podcast, where we get real about getting out of your motherhood rut and creating a mom life you love. I'm your host, Nikki Oden, and I know a lot about what it's like to not love your mom life. Being a mom is hard, and being a mom with goals and dreams is even harder. Over the years, I've spent a whole lot of time on the hot mess express trying to harmonize motherhood with everything else I want out of life. But eventually, I figured it out, sort of. You can create a mom life you absolutely love. So come on, let's do this thing together. Before we dive in, this is my cute little reminder to please hit that subscribe button. Be sure to follow us on social, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And of course, be sure to visit the blog at youridealmomlife.com for real life solutions to help you take back your time and love your mom life again. Hello, my friends. Welcome to this episode of the Love Your Mom Life podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about celebrating our small wins and getting out there and taking tiny action steps that get us closer to our dreams. It's about that time of year when our big, hairy, audacious goals from January start to feel impossible. And maybe you've even long forgotten them already. But we're going to remember them today. Stick around. You do not want to miss this quick pep talk. Before we dive in, don't forget to take a second to officially subscribe or follow this podcast by clicking that follow, plus, or checkmark button in your podcast app. And while you're there, leave a rating and a review. The more reviews this show has, the easier it will be for other moms like you to find it. And if you like this episode, share it with a mom you love. We are all about moms supporting moms here at the Love Your Mom Life podcast, and the stuff we're talking about today needs to be heard by other mamas. Hey, do you ever wish you and I could be better connected? Well, we can. All you have to do is follow me on Instagram. My handle is my name, Nikki Oden, and I personally manage that account. So every time there's a like, comment, or DM, I'm the one who's responding. So if you want to be better connected, take a sec and go follow me on Instagram. And now for today's episode. Do you celebrate your small wins? You know, like when you don't have time to work out, so you do 20 jumping jacks before you get in the shower because better than nothing and still count it as a workout. Or when, instead of screaming like a lunatic because your kid is making you crazy, you pride yourself on being able to pause and take a deep breath and count that as mindfulness. Or if you're a mama who dreams of being the next big women's fiction rom-com novelist like I do, when you send your first 11 queries to literary agents and celebrate it like you actually got a book deal. By the way, if you didn't pick up on that, what I'm trying to tell you is that I pitched my debut novel, which I've been working on in my spare time for almost 15 years, to agents who represent authors to see if one of them is interested in helping me get a book deal with a traditional publisher. Has anyone responded to me yet? Nope. Might my novel be universally rejected? Yep. Was sending those 11 emails still a win? Hell yes. It's still a win because I did the thing. Huge goals are not accomplished overnight, mama. They are the culmination of a lot of teeny, tiny, small wins, of taking one itty-bitty step at a time. Even if I never achieve my ultimate goal of becoming a New York Times bestselling author, I'll still win because I did the thing and I grew. It'll all lead me somewhere. And I know that place will be amazing. And who knows? Maybe I will be the next Emily Henry or Allie Hazelwood or insert your favorite women's fiction rom-com novelist. Why not me? And when it comes to your biggest dream, mama, why not you? Get on this train with me. Take those little steps. Do the thing. And then celebrate your small win. I am cheering you on always. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really hope you took something of value from it. If you liked this episode, please share it with someone you love. And it would mean the world if you would leave a rating or a review. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Your Ideal Mom Life on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I can't wait to be with you in the next episode of the Love Your Mom Life podcast.